Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Good morning, Central Coast.
Well done, Everlong, Terrigal and Tookley, all in the running for the state's Top Town Awards.
We had a look at some of the other towns that were nominated.
Look, Terrigal's against Dubbo. Slubbo.
That's it. That's it.
Griffith.
Oh, what have they got? Nothing. Bathurst. Drunkards. It was Mother's Day last Sunday and Paddy was going to buy his wife second-hand AirPods, but changed his mind.
And I said, listen, yeah. Were they cleaned with the hands of a diesel mechanic about 4:45 on a Friday? Because that's what it bloody looked like.
That is awful.
And then as Kirst opened the gifts yesterday, I thought to myself, And I thought, my God, am I glad I paid that extra $36 because I don't think I'd be here. Rob spoke of mummy and daddy time.
We got home. We got home and then you're never quite sure how much time you've got.
No. It's, put the egg timer
we've
up there.
Run inside.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then it was like doing a Better Homes and Gardens renovation where the owners are coming back and you don't know how much time you've got to finish the job. Anyway, we got through it.
Rob's talking about cooking a steak, by the way.
Father T.J. McArdle called about restrictions at the church.
No singing was allowed at the church, Father, as well.
Hallelujah for that restriction, especially when you have the tone deaf and mostly deaf Jessie Leckie in the front pew singing out her lungs as though her feet are on fire. Now that's a finger through a bandsaw moment. Very painful.
Tim from Wyoming called about having to wear masks again.
I did actually go into a store for something on Friday afternoon and all I had was a towel that I used to wipe my golf clubs.
Oh, you didn't put it over your mouth.
What?
Did you? Oh, my God. He's like he's robbing the store.
I had to get stuff on the way. I did.
I was in a similar situation. I just used my undies. I didn't have a mask on. I tell you, that'll kill any coronavirus bug.
That'll kill you too.
Okay, Timmy.
There are 10 red flags to look out for if you think your partner could be doing the dirty.
Number two is sudden shift in mood.
Sudden shift in mood.
Sudden shift in mood.
Well, gee, that can be attributed to a lot of things.
I know. Mainly me. Mark from Springfield wanted our advice.
Mate, I'm just tossing up whether to have a sickie or not. You can decide for me, boys. Yes or no?
Yes.
Go to work.
No, mate.
Nah, someone's got to keep this country running, Mark. I reckon it's you.
Old suckhole angel on one shoulder says, get to work. I say take it off, mate. Rest. You're dead a long time.
Paddy wins.
Bosses in Queensland may soon be forced to ignore employees' criminal pasts. I wasn't sold on the idea and Maurice Goolagong called.
Yeah, I worked up at the Juvenile Correctional Centre for 17 years, mate, and that was part of our job to get those kids out into the workforce before their release date. So, you know, we had a lot of companies, industrial areas up around Carrion and stuff like that to give those kids a chance to get out into the workforce and to get back their lives.
Mike, I agree with you. It's great to give someone a go.
He's backpedalling now, Mike. He's backpedalling.
He'll take any chance he gets to shoot the bow of my shit.
And Daniel from your minor rang to say hello.
These guys on the radio are absolutely fantastic together. Look, you make all us tradies and everybody up early in the morning have a good laugh. Don't ever change. And whoever basically put these together on the radio from Triple M, they've done a great job, boys. Yeah.
Dan, I'm getting all misty. That's nice of you to say.
Thank you, Daniel. And, like, you know, when I was talking to you yesterday, I said call about 6:40 when we've got more of an audience, like 6:40, and say those good things.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Paddy and Rob podcast.